As cases of the new coronavirus variant surge across the UK, the government faces a balancing act in the run-up to Christmas. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Omicron coronavirus strain now accounts for 20% of confirmed cases in England. To combat its rapid spread, the government hopes to give a third booster shot to every adult by year end. It plans to open hundreds more vaccination sites, including in soccer stadiums and race courses, in the coming days. But there are big doubts whether its vaccination targets can be met and what implications tighter restrictions such as so-called vaccine passports will have for the broader economy as well as political goodwill. I asked Felicity Hannah from the BBC's Wake Up to Money programme whether Christmas is likely to be cancelled again this year.
At the moment, nobody seems to be expecting Christmas to be cancelled. So the government is saying, go ahead, make your plans. They're perhaps being a little bit more cautious in their language than they were last year. So, you know, lots of ministers saying that nothing can be ruled out. But essentially, they're saying, get on with it, get planning, but get your booster and consider taking a lateral flow test before you go into anyone, you know, a group of people that you don't normally mix with, or if you're going into a risky situation, or if you're seeing somebody who might be at high risk. So perhaps if you're planning to visit your granny over Christmas, it's definitely a time for an LFT.
Now, December is one of the busiest periods for shopkeepers, for businesses. And at Wake Up to Money, you guys talk to people all across the UK daily. How are people and businesses feeling at the moment?
It's a really difficult situation for the bosses that I talk to, because on the one hand, they're worried about the COVID situation. They don't want to take any infection home to their families or you know, to their loved ones, and they want to make sure they're not isolating for Christmas. But of course, they're also very worried about their businesses. We've had an incredibly tough 18 months. A lot of them have taken out bounce back loans, these government supported loans, to keep them going through the pandemic. They have to start thinking about repaying those. And so a lot of them were obviously really hoping for a bit of a bumper December. Instead of that, we know that even though the restrictions aren't stopping people from shopping, people are perhaps a little less willing to get out to the shops. So there was some springboard data just this week that shows on Saturday, footfall was actually down compared to the previous Saturday. And now normally, the closer you get to Christmas, the busier the shops. And I think for a lot of small independent shops as well, that work from home order in England, work from home if you can, that's going to be a real strain on them. So I spoke to the owner of a coffee shop a week ago, and he was saying, look, already business is down on Mondays and Fridays, because he said it was down about 40% because so many people work from home on those days. And he was really anxious that now people in England have been told to work from home, just like people in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland have consistently. He's worried that that's going to impact his takings, and it's going to impact being able to keep hold of his staff, being able to pay his staff, and potentially going to get in the way of him paying back some of the bounce back loans that he's had to take out just to survive the last 18 months.
Felicity Hannah from the BBC's Wake Up to Money, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Staying with the UK, official figures show the number of job vacancies hit a new record in the 3 months to November, rising to more than 1.2 million. The biggest jump was from openings in the health and social care sectors. The beauty industry is often accused of discriminating against people with dark skin tones, also known as colorism. However, sales of skin lightening products like face creams have taken off. Revenues are projected to reach almost $9 billion by 2024, according to the World Economic Forum. But a group of friends from the beauty industry is looking to challenge colorism, as well as the widely held belief in the South Asian community that fair skin is more attractive. The BBC's Shabna Mahmood went along to a photo shoot to find out more.
Model Sachi Patel poses for photographs for a new Asian bridal campaign.
I've not really met any other Indian or dark-skinned girls like me. I don't really get to do anything Asian, and I've always wanted to do something like that because it's my heritage, it's where I'm from.
Only with more sultry. Sachi's been modelling for 4 years.
What we see out there at the moment with beauty shoots, bridal, everyone is very light-skinned, and I always think that why don't I see anyone who's actually dark skin.
She's taking part in the Savli Saloni campaign, which is promoting darker skin colour. London-based makeup artist Saima Akram, who also runs her own beauty academy, is behind it.
I think we need to get rid of this whole concept about fair and lovely, making sure that, you know, Brian looks beautiful when she's lighter skin tone. I think that kind of concept needs to go.
For centuries, many South Asian women have been raised thinking that a fairer complexion equates to beauty. This campaign wants to challenge the belief that beauty is determined by the fairness of the skin. Omar Janjua is the photographer.
I think a lot of Pakistanis and Indians want to look fairer because they think it looks better on camera. So in a photography perspective, when you shoot with a darker skin tone, like it absorbs light when you throw light at it. She just looks naturally contoured. She looks so beautiful. She didn't even need a lot of makeup.
But just in case we do a shot over the shoulder, it's not there.
Also working on the photo shoot is Zaf Shabir, a former model turned stylist. He hopes social media will provide a perfect platform to get out the message that dark is beautiful.
Instagram being the main platform right now, especially for us creatives, it's a great way to positively shine light onto this purposeful shoot, which is dark skin tones.
The Samli Saloni bridal campaign video will launch early in the new year.
Shabnam Mahmood reporting there. And finally, ever considered a career in brain surgery or even rocket science? Well, it might be within reach. A study has found that contrary to popular opinion, members of both professions aren't necessarily more clever than the general public. Adam Porter has been looking at the findings.
Scientists tested 400 neurosurgeons and aerospace engineers from Britain, Canada and the US on a range of mental tasks, including planning and reasoning, working memory, attention and emotion processing ability. The results were compared with those gathered from more than 18,000 members of the British public. Only the neurosurgeons showed a significant difference, with quicker problem solving but slower memory recall. The author of the study in the British Medical Journal says it shows that everyone has a range of skills and it's difficult to be good at everything. A conclusion which you don't need to be a brain surgeon to agree isn't rocket science.
Adam Porter there. Well, have you considered switching careers to something you traditionally thought was out of reach? Share your stories with us by writing to marketplace@bbc.co.uk. Thanks for listening. In London, I'm Nisha Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.